Mom, I need to talk to you and Dad.
Okay.
The serious tone of his voice left me queasy. Mutely, I led the way into our office. As I shut the door, I glanced out to make sure Kyla wasn't following us. I did not want her to hear this looming confrontation. David looked up. He had no inkling of why we were suddenly approaching him, but surely he sensed our solemn mood as we both sat down facing his desk. 2-year-old blonde-headed Darcy splashed in the bathtub amid suds and toys. "Time to wash your hair," I announced.
"No, no, Mommy. No wash hair, please."
"Oh, yes. It's all sticky. It'll feel good to get it nice and clean," I coaxed. Darcy broke into tears as I rubbed the shampoo into her hair. Suddenly she yelled,
"It's in my eyes! It hurts! It hurts!"
"Oh, it is not." Annoyance began a slow burn within me. It was a good day for death, but not from the ice storm. Sherman rubbed his hands together to warm them. He rubbed them in anticipation. All day Sunday, a fine mist glazed every surface. During the night, the mist had converted to snow. It was treacherous. Everything about us is so unexpected and spontaneous. So I thought our engagement would be just as sweet and special as you are. Daisy Greenwell, will you do me the greatest honor of becoming my wife? Yes, she breathed, throwing herself into his arms as both lost their balance and collapsed onto the floor together. Laughing happily and wincing at the soreness in her elbow she landed on, she felt Ethan slide the ring pop on her finger. When I said we'd do everything together, I meant it, but didn't expect this, Ethan teased, kissing her softly as they lay on the wood floor.